You trying to cut him?
You need one more chair.
Are you trying to cut him?
Yes.
Nah, we need one more.
Yeah.
Thank you, Bob.
White, black, white, yellow.
It's a biracial group. Very accommodating.
You got games on your phone?
That's hilarious.
Alright, who's up first?
So, I'm quiet on
I just feel like you're on, I mean, the results show that. Do you feel like you're on a roll now?
Yeah, I mean, this was a big one. Obviously, the thing for us coming into this game after Winnipeg was to just follow that result up with a big one here. Obviously, it's tough to go on the road and win. It's just massive that the boys shut up and we did it. Obviously, tough conditions with having to go inside with the rain delay, but everyone was focused, everyone was tuned in, and we knew if we did that from the jump, we would get the 3 points.
You had a couple of tough games in which balls into the box played a role. They come out of that break, out of that delay with several chances right off the top and didn't happen.
Yeah, it's tough. I mean, when you're coming into a situation like that, you're starting a game from a corner kick. It's weird. So we were prepping for that in the locker room because we knew that's what we were coming into. And obviously, it could have gone the other way, but everyone was tuned in. We did our job. Everyone marked up, and we kind of got through that. And we knew if we weathered that storm, we'd be fine.
Your goal.
I didn't score.
No.
I'm not at him.
It was a good play. You know, we built it up, and it was kind of a counterattack. We had to attack quick in that moment. You know, throughout practice this week, we've been working on that, getting the ball to the offside and attacking as quick as possible. And I knew once Becker got outside, I just had to get myself in the box, and he'll pick out a player. So that's all it was, and I was screaming for the ball, and he put it right there perfectly on my feet.
What was the message from the coaches for you guys coming out of the rain delay against that last 30 minutes?
Just to stay focused. We fixed a little bit of stuff tactically, but just to stay focused. And it's just we and ourselves just wanted to get the upper hand right away. We had to defend a corner kick first off. That was the first job that we had to do, and then we could take it on from there.
Is it difficult to kind of kill the time and get through that out?
You know, it's difficult. It can be, but we have a good group of guys. You know, there was a little bit of jokes, but when it came down to it, we knew we had to be serious and get back out there and perform.
Sorry, go ahead. You're probably asking the same question.
Can you walk us through your goal, how that sort of came about? Some of you guys worked on before,
well, to be honest, that wasn't something that we worked on, but I have to give a lot of credit to him. He called the play. But, I think we were doing very well in the corners. We kind of saw something leading into the play, and Becker told me something to do, kind of what play that we wanted to do. And when I transferred the message to Chris, he understood it, and the ball was played. He let it go, and it was a good finish. So,
how difficult is it to play on a field that size?
Yeah.
For anybody.
I mean, it's obviously if the pitch is smaller, especially we're used to our field, it's much bigger. But I mean, at the same time, it's conditions for everybody. Everybody's got to play here. So, you know, we adjust to it during trainings. We train up to it, and you just get prepared for whatever's going to happen, right? A game's a game. It's between two teams. So I think we handled it well. We came back. We're leaving the game with 3 points, which is the most important thing. So I think as a group, we did well.
Is it changing for a keeper, the size of the field? Is it?
Yeah, definitely.
Because the angles must be.
Yeah, a little bit. Definitely, we're used to that Tim Hortons field with a larger field, especially kicking out the back. It's a lot wider. This was a lot more narrow, so it was a lot harder to pick out your targets. But then also on corner kicks, the corner flag is a lot closer, so that was a little different as well.
Maybe just for everybody coming on the road and having that kind of support, you guys
It's been amazing. I mean, we've said it since day one. Our fans we think they're the best in the league, and they just continue to show us support. They came all the way to Halifax to watch us in the second game, and they've done it again here. It's unreal. I think they're louder than the home fans, so testament to them.
Pretty sure they were.
Good?
Yeah.
Yeah, no problem.
I was going to say, you're leading the league in scoring now.
Why are you looking at me?
To be honest with you, I didn't know that. I didn't know that. I just go game by game. And for me, the biggest thing is that we get 3 points, right? So if I can help my team in any way that I can, that's basically what I do. But I did not know that.
Darnell.
Yes, Darnell. Of course, next game I believe is against Edmonton. And
success with effectively for a squad in the Con Half League. How, I guess, what lessons have you taken from this going into the sort of match?
Yeah, I think, like I said, is every game, you know, you have the same mentality. You go in to get 3 points, right? Whatever if it's for CONCACAF League, whatever it is, I think we prepare for it as a team. They're a good team. They're a hardworking team. So, yeah, these next couple of trainings, we're going to prepare for it. But the mentality going into every game is the same thing. You know, you want to come out with it with 3 points. Is that it?
No problem. I should do something. I think I got to do a primer to educate.
Oh, thank you.